In today's news headlines, Acting Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Andrew Wheeler, faced senators on Wednesday at his confirmation hearing for the permanent position. Wheeler was the EPA's deputy administrator when Scott Pruitt, the previous EPA head, resigned in disgrace under a cloud of ethics violations and other scandals. Wheeler testified in front of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works and was interrupted by protesters during his opening remarks.
Please restore order in the committee room.
Those were protesters saying shut down Wheeler, not the EPA, during Andrew Wheeler's opening testimony at Wednesday's Senate confirmation hearing. Like his predecessor, Scott Pruitt, Wheeler is antagonistic to regulations protecting the environment, even though he is vying for the position of chief environment regulator. Until just a few years ago, he was working as a lobbyist for the coal and natural gas industries. Senator Bernie Sanders aggressively questioned Wheeler during the hearing about climate change.
And if there is not unprecedented action to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy and energy efficiency, there will be irreparable damage in the United States and in virtually every country on Earth. Do you agree with the scientific community?
I would not call it the greatest crisis, no, sir. I consider it a huge issue that has to be addressed globally.
That's Andrew Wheeler responding to Senator Bernie Sanders' question, saying climate change was not the greatest crisis facing us. Sanders also questioned Wheeler about California's wildfires.
Are the wildfires that we have seen in California and elsewhere, are those related to climate change, in your judgment?
There's probably some relation to climate change. I think the biggest issue with the wildfires has been forest management.
That's the biggest issue, not the droughts that we are seeing.
That is the biggest issue.
Not the droughts.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. That's Andrew Wheeler, former coal lobbyist vying for the top job at the EPA, towing President Trump's discredited theory that poor forest management is to blame for California's wildfires. In other news, the longest federal government shutdown in history stretches on with no end in sight. Democratic Representative Raul Grijalva on Wednesday wrote to the Interior Department saying that drilling permits for the oil and gas industry should be put on hold during the shutdown. The Interior Department has apparently been changing employees' work descriptions in order to continue processing oil lease sales, seismic permits, and more. Grijalva wrote to Interior Secretary David Bernhardt saying, "One of the most striking features of the current government shutdown, brought entirely by the president's insistence on building an entirely unnecessary border wall, is the way the administration has bent over backwards to ensure that the pain of the shutdown falls only on ordinary Americans and the environment, and not on the oil and gas industry." Among the hardest hit workers in the government shutdown are those working for the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, providing security at airports and other ports of entry. TSA administrators have announced that growing numbers of TSA workers have not been showing up, opposed to the idea of being made to work without pay and stressed about their finances. Airports are having to bring in other workers to fill in their positions, and wait times for security are increasing. Meanwhile, Republican Newt Gingrich, who oversaw the nation's second longest government shutdown during his tenure as House Speaker in 1995, advised President Donald Trump to not negotiate with the Democrats to end the shutdown. He said during a CNN interview, quote, "My advice would be, why don't you schedule 3 rallies in 3 Democratic districts and have people show up? See how Democrats feel about that kind of direct pressure. He ought to start planning right now, reaching out to individual Democrats and ignoring Pelosi and Schumer," end of quote. In 1995, Gingrich was perceived by the public as being responsible for the 21-day shutdown when he was House Speaker. In other news, Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday triumphantly announced to an annual gathering of American diplomats that the Islamic State had been defeated. He did this just hours after it was confirmed that 4 Americans were among the 19 killed in a suicide bombing in Manjib, Syria, a day earlier.
"Thanks to the leadership of this commander-in-chief and the courage and sacrifice of our armed forces, we're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled and ISIS has been defeated."
That's Vice President Mike Pence claiming the defeat of the Islamic State in Syria to a gathering of American diplomats in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, a day after ISIS killed four Americans. According to the New York Times, it was at least the sixth major attack by the Islamic State in less than a month and was one of the deadliest days that the American-led coalition had suffered in the fight against the group. The U.S. has arrested an American journalist who works for an Iranian television news station called Press TV. The FBI arrested Marzieh Hashemi in St. Louis this week and took her to Washington, D.C., where she remains in custody. Hashemi was born under the name Melanie Franklin in New Orleans and has worked for Press TV for 25 years. Her son, Hossein Hashemi, explained the circumstances of her arrest to AP.
She was shooting a documentary in St. Louis, Missouri, and as she was heading back to Denver, she was apprehended in the airport there. There weren't any charges that were mentioned at that time or after that. So apparently she is clear of charges, but she is currently in prison. She has an inmate number. She is behind bars. She is a very high-profile journalist. I think it's important to note that she is an American citizen. She's a Muslim American citizen, she's an African American, and she has certain particular kinds of views that make it difficult for us not to think in conspiratorial sorts of ways. We do know that she was shooting a Black Lives Matter documentary in St. Louis. Whether or not it's related to that, we don't know.
That's Hossein Hashemi, the son of jailed American journalist Marzieh Hashemi, who works for an Iranian state-funded TV station. Her arrest by the FBI comes just a week after the Iranian government announced it was holding a U.S. Navy veteran, Michael R. White, in custody, the first American to be jailed by Iran during the Trump administration. The dust has finally settled in Nairobi, Kenya, where an attack by the group Al-Shabaab on Tuesday targeted a popular hotel chain and office park. The final death toll climbed to 21, with 28 injured. The five attackers are also dead. Two people who allegedly helped coordinate the attack are under arrest. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, made a televised address saying, quote, "We will seek out every person that was involved in the funding, planning, and execution of this heinous act." And finally, in Britain, Prime Minister Theresa May's government survived a vote of no confidence launched by opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn. Corbyn has urged her to resign over her failure to negotiate a satisfactory Brexit deal with the European Union. If May had lost the vote or resigned, there would have needed to be a snap election in the nation just weeks ahead of the announced EU departure date of March 29th. According to AP, quote, "Many pro-Brexit conservatives who voted against May's deal backed her in the no-confidence vote to avoid an election that could bring a left-wing Labour government to power." And that does it for our headlines today.